Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It's Wednesday, hump day, and it is the Lucky Radio Show right here with Making Eight, your official voice of BuckersNow.com. And we have got an exciting show set up for you. We got news coming in across the wire. Y'all had better get a grip and stay tuned to Making Eight, because I'm telling you, it's about to get wild up in here. And matter of fact, I'll let you know a little bit about what's going on today. I'm actually in the truck on my way up to Raleigh right now. I'm going to go meet up with the guys and of the NBR. We're going to set up and kind of go through some things for the finals, get some stuff lined up and ready to rock and roll for this weekend, Friday and Saturday. I believe the show actually starts at 8 o'clock. We're going to be up there just a little bit early on the East Coast, so it'll be Eastern time. And, hey, we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be a jam-up weekend. We got PBR coming at you from Oklahoma City. The possibility of McKinnon actually being there is there. We might actually be able to see McKinnon there. How cool would that be to see this young guy been sitting up, laid up in the hospital, ready to get out, and he's going to go help McKinnon or Mesa. I know that Mesa's hauling bulls down there, so it should be a good time. I'm trying to check out some of the things going on there in the chat room. I see that Miss Barb is feeling well, not great, but she is upright, so that's a good thing. And yeah, hopefully you're feeling a little bit better today, there, Miss Barb. Of course, we got our Making Eight Maniacs in the house right now. Miss Shannon, Miss Crisco, that's right, Christy, we see you in there. And sure do appreciate you guys for jumping on board here with us today. Going to tell you, we got some big news rolling. I've got a secret, and I may or may not tell it today. So you guys will have to stay tuned. You know, I got one more email on the shirt giveaway, and I apologize last night for not throwing it out there, but hey, if you guys want to jump in there and double up, we're still looking for that ace email. And we can't even get eight of them there, Making Eight fans. I'm a little disappointed. I can't believe it. I said, how in the world can we not get eight emails? You know, of course, we've got Miss Barb throwing up the link, throwing up the email address up there for us, you know, yesterday and day before, and really taking care of us there. But, wow, I can't believe it. I guess we're just short on some fans. Wow, looky there, Miss Sandy, jumping up in the house here. I want to say a big old howdy to you and hope you're doing well. Good to see you on board here today. And since you're just now jumping on board, I kind of fill you in. I'm actually on my way to Raleigh, North Carolina. Should be up there before the show is over. Hopefully I've got good directions to the arena. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm going to be in there getting things set up and ready to go for the NBR finals and the PBBA finals. This is also going to be a Bucking Bull Futurity final, so you guys will be able to kind of check out a little bit of that, see what that's all about. It should be a good time there. And, heck, we're just kind of a jam-up bull ride that we're going to be bringing to you. We've got Jeff Wolf is going to be the announcer. We've also got Matt Merritt going to be up here doing the Barrelman Acts for us, and it should be a great time there. We know that Luke Kaufman's going to be down in Jacksonville, Florida, as a touring pro, and it ain't going to take me long there, fans. I will be there Sunday. I'm packing up the truck as soon as we get done with the performance on Saturday and hitting the road. Now, I will also tell you that we're going to be doing on the road series. We're going to set the cameras up in the truck on the way home. So if you guys are looking for something to do on a Saturday night, want to hang out with us on the road, talk with us a little bit, we'll be happy to do that. Kind of what we're doing right now here on the radio show is we're traveling on up to Raleigh, North Carolina. But we got some big news to announce this weekend. We're going to be plugging it. We've got some cool surprises in store for you during the performances on Friday and Saturday at the NBR Finals. So you guys can stay tuned and get ready to get a grip with that. Should be some big things in the works, not only for us, but for you, the Making Eight Maniacs. And that's what it's all about. That's what it comes down to. But before we even get into that, we've got some bigger news that we're going to have a special guest show, special guest caller, co-host on our show tomorrow. So you guys had better get ready. It's a secret right now, and I don't know if I can keep it. I'm telling you what, I'm just so excited about what's going on. Man, can't hardly sit still. We got some cool things in the works for you guys. We got a special guest tomorrow, and then we've got some big announcements we're going to announce this weekend. It's going to be wild. And not to mention the fact that our good friend and Making Eight Maniac, that's right, Miss Kat Johnson, is going to be down here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Wow. How exciting is that? You guys are going to get to see her on the Making Eight broadcast this weekend. No doubt about it. It's going to be great. So you guys get ready. Stay tuned to that, as it's going to be wild. Actually pulling up here on 95 northbound. Got to head up here to Raleigh and sit down with the guys here of the NBR and start getting things rolling. But, wow, I'm excited. I think it's going to be a really cool weekend. We got a lot in store for you, the fans. Let's see. So it looks like, is Sandy going down to the PBR event this weekend? I think we had confirmation the other day that she was going to try to do that. And I really hope so. I hope that that is the case. We need to get some tweet updates this weekend, as we know she's going to be out there. But make sure that if you missed the broadcast, that you come back at it and bring us or go back and watch the replays. Watch the archives this weekend. It's going to be wild. As we set off and make some big announcements for you guys, we're going to let you guys know what's going on with Making Eight and what is in store for you, the fans. It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. Can't wait. Real excited about it. I think that that's going to be a really cool thing, is to be able to sit down with Miss Kat Johnson. You know, she's called our show a few times, obviously sponsored us for our trip to Vegas. You talk about a great, great, talented author. And we're going to see what we can do down here. I know she's going to be out here with her pen and paper. I'm sure she's going to be taking notes for her next storybook, and, we'll make it wild. Should be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. You know, just to spend time with any of you Making Eight Maniacs. Of course, when we were in Oklahoma for the IFR, we got to hang out with Miss Sandy, and boy, we sure did enjoy that as well. You know, I just think that that's the coolest thing, is to run into you guys all across the country as we get out and we hit these broadcasts and we hit these bull ridings and rodeos near you. Gives you guys an opportunity to come out and hang out with us, and man, it means a lot to me. Well, that's good there, Miss Sandy. I see that you wouldn't miss it, and we are glad for that. Let me tell you, you guys are what makes up this show, makes this show possible. So, not only are we doing the radio broadcasting this week, we got a special guest caller tomorrow. You guys don't want to miss tomorrow's show. Make sure you have your pen and paper ready to write down some questions, because they're going to come up quick. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I think that the books would also make a great prize. We'll have to see if we can't arrange that. Maybe Miss Cat will be down here and we'll be able to get that done. I do know that we have those contests, but if we can't get the emails coming in, and it's unfortunate, you know, and kind of missing Cowboy Dave in here, and I know he's been really busy lately, and, man, it's just a shame that we can't get him in here to help promote some of these things and some of our giveaways that we're doing. It'd be really good. Like I said, I know that we've got the we're still looking to give away this autographed shirt from the Sieber Finals, so we'll be happy to do that. If you guys want to jump back there, if you've already sent us your answer, send it to us again. We'll take them twice. And like I said, we're just going to go down the list. I'm still looking for that eighth email. So, you know, just keep tuning in. Keep trying. You know, the email's still open, and I'm taking the eighth correct answer. So you guys keep throwing it there to us. Christy, I'll give you another chance. You know, this may be a good opportunity because we didn't even get eight emails. So we may be at seven, we may be at six, maybe at five, somewhere around there. Who knows? You know, you guys just drop those emails, and we'll let you know tomorrow and get that shirt out to you. Love to be able to give away these prizes, but shoot, we gotta have participants there. Looks like Miss Gabby has finally joined in, and we are glad to have you on board here, Miss Gabby. Got to tell you, we got some big news that's coming in. It's going to be breaking news coming in. We've got a special guest tomorrow that's going to join us on our show. And then we've got some more Making 8 news that we're going to be announcing this weekend. Some Buckers Now news. It's going to be huge. Huge. And really, you, the fans, are going to be the ones that are going to benefit from this. This all comes down to help you guys out. Let's see. How about it? Like I said, we're still looking for the eighth email. The question was, who won the Sieber Championship there at the finals in Murfreesboro? Who were the winners in the bull riding and the barrel racing? So I see some of the comments coming in there. Miss Christie, you want me to tell the – I can't let on that secret just yet. You guys are going to have to tune in, you know. Next couple days are just going to be off the chain. It's going to be wild, and I can't wait. I, for one, am just so excited to think that, you know, that we're heading down the road that we are, and we've got such cool things set up for you guys to be a part of. Like I said, tomorrow with a special guest caller going to join us here on the Making 8 Lunch Hour radio show, and going to be able to sit back and talk with them. Like I said, I'm trying not to let on, but I'm just so excited. Hopefully that secret won't get out today too much anyways. But I think that it's going to be a great show tomorrow. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, we've got two jam-up broadcasts that we're going to be bringing you live on Making 8 and on Buckers Now. Buckers Now will have the live event center up and rolling, which is why I'm heading up to Raleigh today is to get those arranged. So, anyways, got to let y'all know, we got phone lines open, 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on board, give us a shout. As we're heading on down this rodeo road, Raleigh, North Carolina is where we're headed. Got about, 30 minutes and we'll be there. And I can't wait. It's going to be really cool. Uh-oh. Looks like Miss Gabby lost her audio. Hopefully she's the only one with the issues, but... gosh, I just hate it for her, you know. It's so disappointing that we're having issues like we are. And, you know, obviously you guys saw Brendan Clark's show last night. And he's just not happy with Ustream and their production. It's just one of those things that, you know, we deal with. We're all brand new, you know. We're all kind of swinging into this thing. And, shoot, I don't think Ustream is just ready for you rodeo fans, you bull riding fans, you know, Making 8 Maniacs, Brendan Clark fans. I just don't think they're ready for you, you know. They're not prepared to handle all the things going on. I see somebody is making some guesses in there. Looks like Miss Sandy asking if Rob is going to be on there with us. Well, shoot, we'll just have to wait and see. But it's going to be big, I can tell you that. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I see that Ms. Gabby is having those issues. And, yeah, we could actually talk about her, and she won't know, but we won't do that because we love Ms. Gabby, and it's always a pleasure to have her in here with us. But Brendan is having some connection issues with where he's at doing his, broadcasting, and, he's kind of running into a lot of the similar things that we did, and, I'm hoping that we can get together and maybe work on these issues together and tackle them, and that way we can put on some really good broadcasts for you. I got to catch most of the broadcast there last night. Had to jump out a little bit early. Phone was ringing off the hook. Had to spend some time talking about some things. But if you guys did see the comment that I posted earlier, that we've got some big news coming at you. It's going to be a great time tomorrow on our show. And then, of course, Friday and Saturday during the live video broadcasting of the NBR Finals. Have the live event center coming up on Buckers now, so you guys don't want to miss that. And, I think we're just about ready to take a break. We got about 45 minutes left in the show, so we're still bringing it to you right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. See if I can find us a good song to get us pumped up here on a Wednesday afternoon. How about a little bit of Sonny Lefter to get us fired up? No doubt. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on a Wednesday afternoon. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Come on. is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8, your official voice of Makin8.com. And we're fired up, heading up to Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm actually seeing in the chat room here, when I can, when I'm trying, you know, I got to take my eyes off the road here for a minute while I check the chat room, but then I pop back up, so I'm kind of back and forth. But looks like Miss Sandy Graver, 2G Bucking Bull, Sandy and Rodney, great, great people, are going to be putting on a benefit bull ride. It looks like they're putting together another benefit bull ride for their good friend and our family and the rodeo in the rodeo world in Cooper. You know, it's such a shame that we lose, you know, some great cowboys like that. But you know, we know that they're in the skies up above, and their entry fees are already paid, and that's what counts. Let's see. Oh yeah, please do. I see that Miss Shannon is talking about, you know, that there's a benefit bull ride going on for McKinnon, or there's one coming up. Yeah, please do. Keep me informed. I mean, I can't, you know, being out here on the road, I don't get to keep up with you guys. I can't sit back in Twitter and, you know, and Facebook like I need to be back informed. So please keep me up to date. Let me know. Put me in the loop and see if there's something we can do to help out, you know. Be our pleasure to help out, promote those events, and, you know, see what we can do to help support that. You know, it, you know, we're just trying to make things all we got to go to work and you know, obviously, you know, we're more than just, you know, we're not in ties with just one particular association. We're branched out all over coast to coast. I mean, when it comes to the associations that we're a part of, and we're proud to be a part of them, you know. And we're proud to be bringing you guys into their realm, into their community, you know. But, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we want to know about those things with McKinnon and that type of deal. So please do post us up there, Shannon. Let us know what's going on. Got to let y'all know the phone-in number, 646-915-9940. And, you know, what's really funny is I've been sitting down here at Justin Ballinger's house, who you guys got to hear on our radio show last week, and you guys got to see him fight some bulls down there at the Coleman, Alabama broadcast we brought you this past weekend. You know, but, yeah, we yeah, been sitting down there at Justin's, and I actually listened to my first show again, let him listen to it. We got a pretty good laugh out of it, but if you guys get a chance to go back to our archives and you guys go back to April 19th, 2008 was when we did our very first broadcast. And, you know, you talk about amazing. Man, you know, it was just something. You know, I started off reading that deal from a script and then realized that it just wasn't going to happen. And, well, shoot, you know, I kind of tossed that out the window and just went from the heart, started talking about what we were passionate about. That's the sport of bull riding. That's the sport of rodeo, you know, and keeping this tradition going and helping reach out to you, the fans, and get you guys involved. And, you know, just to see where we've been and where we're headed is just amazing. Let's see. I see that Miss Andy says that she's just helping out Jam Ranch. Well, that's good, and I'm glad. And you guys, you know, tell them about us, see what we can do to help them out as well. We want to promote it. You know, we want to know dates, and we want to know what's going on. If they're going to have another silent auction like you did, Miss Andy, please keep us informed. And, you know, same way, Shannon, goes for McKinnon. You know, we do want to support those things. You know, we know McKinnon's going to bounce back, but, you know, we know that he's going to probably be in a rough way here, you know, for the next few as he recovers. You know, we want to help support that. So anything that we can do, you know, please let us know. We want to be a part of that. let's see. Well, that's good. I see that, you know, Gabby says that she definitely plans on being there, and I'm not sure exactly where. February 20th at Four Seas Arena in Stephenville, Texas. And, of course, that's if you guys don't know who 4C is, that's the Carrillo brothers. You know, that's Adam and Gilbert Carrillo. They've got a bucking bull association now. They've got bucking bulls. And, you know, they're going to be putting on this benefit February 20th. It's going to be for McKinnon and for Jody Newberry both. That's awesome. That's spectacular. And I'm excited for that. Love to be in touch with them and try to find out what we can do. Maybe, you know, who knows, February 20th. I think I've got an open date. We'd love to try to get out there and maybe do the video broadcast for the fans, you know. Maybe we'll do some sort of online auction or something. Let's see. Oh, they've got one from March 24th to the 27th in Weatherford through the CBR. So that's great. Man, that's just so exciting to know that the rodeo families are coming together. Trying to see. They do need sponsors and donations, so we'll work on that, Ms. Shannon, and I certainly appreciate you giving us that info. Yeah, we'll have to try to be in touch with them. Maybe we can get some sort of deal together, and maybe we can put something on right there and help promote those events. I think that'd be a really cool thing. We'll just have to wait and see. But we'll see what we can do. I think that we can put our hand in that deal and, you know, just help reach out and see if we can't help raise a little bit of money and help support both these guys as they're in their recoveries. You know, I have heard from Jody or Amanda lately. I haven't heard how his recovery is going. But, you know, I mean, these guys are definitely cowboy tough, and they're back at it. They're out living their lives and spending enjoying their time with their families and their loved ones, you know. And, of course, you know that Mace has been there, you know, step by step with McKinnon, and that's just great to see. They are on the plane heading back to Texas, and that is great. That is great, great news, and we appreciate that, Shannon, for throwing that out there. I did see the post come in earlier from Mesa saying that they were hopping a plane and heading back. So that's good to hear, and we want to continue to keep both of them, both Jody and McKinnon, in our prayers, as well as Mesa, you know, who's been supporting him. And, man, you know, she is just flat worn out, you know. And there's no rest for the weary because she's going to get back home and have to start gearing up to get bulls up there to Oklahoma City, you know. And she is bringing bulls, and that's great to see. So let's see what we got going on. Yeah, that's just, you know, over $750,000, $760,000 in uncovered medical bills. You know, it's hard. It's very hard. You know, when you take a risk in the job that you do and you just don't get paid enough for it, you know. That's my opinion on it anyways, just because, you know, I spent time out there on the trail, and I know myself, if it wasn't for insurance, you know, I would certainly have been hurting. But some of these guys are not able to do that. So, man. And, you know, I mean, I'm seeing the posts coming in there, you know, Miss Barbara posting in some great comments that are coming in from Jody and Amanda, you know. Yeah, we're going to definitely continue to keep them up, you know, and keep lifting them up. I know that they're going to be all right, you know, and that, you know, things are just going to work out for them. You know, Jody's a strong man, and he's a strong Christian man. And I know that they're just strong believers. Things are going to work out well for them. So, well, it looks like we got about 30 minutes left in our show. We're about halfway through it. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just excited about tomorrow's show. I just don't know if I've got it in me to keep it a secret. I don't know. One of our Making Eight Maniacs knows about what's going on, if that gives you guys any kind of hint. one of our one of our Making Eight Maniacs that's in our chat room right now knows about what's going on. They know my secret. So if that helps give you a little bit of a hint. Now, I see that Shannon said that she's going to be going through her PBR stuff collection and trying to find something to donate for their auction. Are they doing an auction there at the arena during the event? Do you know how that's going to work out? And if you know somebody who's actually helping produce that deal, I would certainly like to be in contact with them because there may be something that we can do to help out as well. I see that the comments coming in that you guys are guessing, but no, we'll just have to wait and see. I don't know. I might be able to hold out just a little bit longer. We'll have to see how it goes. But I can tell you it's exciting. It's exciting. Well, that's kind of funny that some people think it's Barb. Barb thinks it's Shannon or Sandy, and y'all are just going back and forth. I love it. I love it. Let's see. Yeah, I did see that that Tammy Webster also has something posted up through her Facebook. We'll have to look into that a little bit and see what she's planning on doing with that auction. But shoot, you know, wouldn't it be a cool thing for us to be there? Maybe we'd get some sponsorships lined up and help support that cause and get us there to do a video broadcast of that benefit for those two. I think that would be huge. So we'll have to look into that. I think that would be a great thing for you, the fans that can't make it down there to Stephenville, maybe be able to sit back and watch what's going on. So, trying to drive on down the road here, keep it between the white lines as we're heading to Raleigh. We're about 5-6 minutes away, and man, I'm telling you what, I can't wait to get on down there to the arena and see what's going on down there, see what we have in store. It's going to be a great weekend, I'm telling you. You guys don't want to miss out on the video broadcast that we're going to be bringing you live. I think you guys are going to really enjoy that as we announce some big news with Making Eight and what we've got going on. Who knows? Maybe we can put something together. Let's see. I did check that out, and it doesn't look like Cody Lostro is going to be in Oklahoma City. I think he's still dealing with the injury. I'm not real sure what's going on with Cody. I haven't heard him here recently. You know, and I apologize to you fans, but the really is alive because we've just been out here working so darn hard, you know, covering the SEBA broadcast, bringing you all these video broadcasts from these events, you know. I see that some people are kind of denying what's going on here. One of y'all do know, I'll tell you that. Somebody in the chat room knows what's going on and knows who our guest is going to be tomorrow. I don't know. Should I just say it? Man. Wow. I don't know. I'm just so excited about it, I don't know if I can keep still. Yeah, that's kind of the news that I caught too there, Shannon, there in the chat room. Great comment about Cody being in there last night that he kind of came back too early and strained his elbow. So, yeah, it looks like he's going to be out for another couple more weeks. So, let's see. What's going on? oh, wow, somebody wants to know the secret. Well, okay. Here we go. This is our announcement. Well, obviously, you guys know that yesterday we had a very interesting conversation with some of the things that I felt were going with the PBR, some of the changes that were made. I saw some comments coming in there about the broadcasting, obviously. So I started doing some research. And, of course, we've got one of our dedicated Making Eight Maniacs out here that, is just involved, you know, and has been in contact with some of these folks within the PBR. And she developed a friendship with somebody within the PBR and said, hey, why don't you jump on board here with Making Eight? We would love to hear from you. So I got a phone call yesterday, and this guest, we talked for well over an hour. Great, great person. Very enthusiastic about where the PBR is heading and just what's going on. And I said, you know, we need to broadcast this. We need to get the fans just as excited as you and I are about what's going on. And that person said, well, shoot, I'd be happy to join your show. And not only did that person say they would be happy to join the show, but said they would love to do it on a regular basis and call in and give you guys some updates and some kind of behind-the-shoots action, kind of fill you guys in as to what's going on, and maybe that person could even help out Making Eight and helping out you fans on a regular basis and kind of give you guys up to date, answer some of your questions that are coming out there. So, with that being said, I know that there's some hesitation in there, and I know that there's some of our fans that are skeptical about some of these new changes, but the person that is going to be on our show tomorrow is none other than Miss Erin, the broadcasting, the new broadcaster with the PBR. So, that's our secret. That's our special guest that's going to be joining us tomorrow. She's going to be in Oklahoma City this weekend, and we're going to sit down and talk with her, and we're going to work on getting some things together. She wants to talk with you fans. So you guys make sure to ask some questions. You know, let's not be too hard on her, at least on the first day, you know. But let's bring her in and welcome her in and really try to get to the root and maybe see if we can't help her be that broadcaster for the fans that you guys want her to be. Obviously, she's not going to be Aaliyah. She's not going to try to be Aaliyah, you know. We all love Leah Garcia. But change is in the air. Change has to happen in order to make progression, you know. You got to make changes. You can't sit in the same place for long before things start dying down. And that's what they're trying to do is re-spark, reignite you fans. So we're going to have the absolute pleasure to sit back with Erin and talk with her a little bit. And I think that's a fantastic deal. I think that we're going to have the opportunity to really get inside what's going on with the PBR, maybe get a little bit more information than we might not get watching it on Versus or on NBC. So how about that? You know, I just think that, you know, I think that it'll be important for you fans to reach out to Erin a little bit. Obviously, you see her blogs posted on PBRnow.com. Obviously, you guys see her on Twitter. You guys are able to contact her, you know. I think that it's a cool thing. I think that it's great, you know. And I think that we should all be open and receptive to what she has to say. At least I hope that's the case, you know. This is a rodeo show. It's a sport, you know, it's a show about the sport. And to bring in somebody that is involved, whether, you know, you guys think that she should be or not, is irrelevant. I personally think that she's doing a great job getting started in the industry. But she's learning. And, you know, you guys didn't start off knowing anything about these bull riders and you know, whatnot, you know. You know, you guys had to learn, and that's where she's at. And she's excited about the way the PBR has been, and you know, the athletes have received her. I know that the bull riders have been really receptive to her and have been excited to have her on board and to have her out there commentating for them. So, you know, I think that that's a cool thing. You know, But, you know, I hope that you guys will be receptive to it. You guys will actually help spread the word about it. This is going to be a great show to be able to have the opportunity to sit down and talk with somebody so deep within the sport. You know, I think that you guys need that. You guys deserve that. And it'll give us an opportunity to sit back with her and say, look, you know, these are some of the things that we as fans see, but these are some of the things that we feel like we would like to see more of. You know, there's some things that she's not allowed to do because of the PBR, you know. There's some things that she might be able to. So it's all in opening suggestions and, you know, helping her. You know, she's open for it. So, I see that there's not a lot of background knowledge, but, you know, you look at Leah Garcia, go back to when she first came aboard and teamed up with PBR. You guys ask her, you know, about when she first got started, and you can bet that she's going to tell you the same thing. I didn't know the first thing about it. I had to, you know, I had to strive to learn, and that's exactly where she's at. That's exactly where she's at. So, you know, let's just, you know, you guys think about it. We want some great questions for her, some professional questions, some questions that are going to help educate us as to where Erin is with the with her commentary, with her knowledge. Hey, she's going back to school, you know, just like we have. We have the opportunity to embrace somebody who's very young in the sport and be a part of that. So I'm excited. I, for one, am actually very excited about it. And I hope that you guys are too. So it's just something for you guys to look forward to. You know, Making 8 is proud to do it. And we've got to thank our Making 8 maniacs out there for taking part of that and making that happen by telling her, hey, why don't you come over here to the Making 8 Lunch Hour show and talk with us? And she did. She's listened, you know. That, to me, tells me a lot, that she is open to suggestions from you fans, that she's willing to take your advice. And when we discussed when we had our conversation yesterday, that's exactly what she said, was that, you fans have given her some very good advice. Some of it has been very critical, but it's been very professional. And it's allowed her the opportunity to make adjustments, you know, to bring you fans the excitement. That's what she's all about. And I love it. I love it. So let's get ready for her. I think that it's going to be a great deal. So you guys will have that to look forward to. Wow, shoot, I'm sitting here in Raleigh, North Carolina, trying to find the arena. Not quite sure that I'm in the right spot, but we're going to have to look around. Pretty arena sitting over there, I think. Let's see. Man, I'll tell you what. They get lost over here in Raleigh, North Carolina, that's for sure. But we're going to sit over here and see what we can do, try to find this arena, and going to get ready for a great weekend here with the NBR. I do have a GPS, actually, but I'm just not sure if I'm in the right arena. There's like four different arenas here in Raleigh, North Carolina. So we're going to have to drive in and just see what we can find out. But, yeah. So that's our exciting news. We've got to thank our Making 8 Maniacs out there for you guys. You guys are the ones that are supporting us and sending these messages and telling them, hey, would you take the time out to come talk with us? And so we're going to bring it to you. The only thing that I ask is that you guys actually take part of that. You know, we've got to give her a chance. We've got to give her a chance to prove herself. You know, if you guys look at where Leah's been and how long she's been doing it, and then you go back and you say, okay, we're going to give Leah the same, or we're going to give Erin the same amount of time. And if she doesn't do it, you know, if she can't perform to that level that you guys need at that particular time, well, then, hey, then it may be time to make an adjustment, you know. But in the meantime, you know, it is what it is. And I think that we need to give her a fair shot. Yeah, keep making right turns. I feel like that would be left-hand turns there in NASCAR, wouldn't it? But yeah, that would be called a circle, and I just made one. So I see the links coming in there. Miss Barb is just throwing out some of these deals for the online auctions that are going on, and I think that's great. We certainly appreciate it. But I'll let y'all know who it was, who the Making Eight Maniac was, as kind of our cowboy logic, because I don't have any today, and I don't think Cody's going to be able to jump on board with us today. I figured maybe I'll throw this out there, but you guys get over and thank Miss Crisco for making that possible and getting Aaron on board with us. You know, she's been a big part of that. She's been in contact with Aaron, and she said, hey, why don't you take the time out and jump on board with us? We'd love to have you on that show. And sure enough, like I said, yesterday afternoon I got a phone call from Aaron just excited about what we were doing, and she said, hey, it would be my pleasure to come out here and talk with the fans. So she's doing it for you guys. She wants to get better, and hey, with her getting better as a broadcaster and answering your questions here, may actually help her in the arena this weekend. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but I can tell you what, it's going to be fun to have her on board. So you guys make sure to just stay tuned with that for sure. And, well, I see that this is the J.S. Dorton Arena, and I'm not sure if that's the one I'm supposed to be looking for or not. Well, shoot fire. I guess we'll just have to keep looking around here until I can make some phone calls when the show's over. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to this deal. It should be a lot of fun. We got a weekend full of bull riding that we're going to be bringing you right here with Making Eight, so you guys have that to look forward to and can jump on board there. And we're going to make some cool things happen for you. We got Aaron on the show. We got some big announcements we're going to let on that I will not let on until this weekend. So you guys can't get it out of me. You got the secret out of me for tomorrow's show. But, yeah, you guys have that to look forward to. It does take a tough cookie to put up with all the bull in rodeo. And there is a lot of bull in the sport, no doubt. So let's see. I'm actually supposed to be at the, I want to say, let me see here, J.B. Hunt Arena. And I'm not finding a J.B. Hunt Arena here in Raleigh. So if any of you guys know where that's at, pull it up and let me know. You know me, I can't multitask well. So let me see here. Pull up the GPS, see what we can figure out. Yeah, I'll look up arenas, and I see the J.S. Dorton Arena. I thought it may have been renamed or something, you know. But, yeah, because I'm just not seeing it. Man, oh, man. I'll tell you what. We'll find it, I'm sure. But I just don't see it in my GPS. And, of course, my GPS is like 19, I don't know, 80-something. It's pretty old, so. Well, shoot. Yep. Not seeing it. Okay, if you see a J.B. Hunt Horse Complex, you tell me where that's at. Give me an address, Miss Barb, and I will. I bet you that's the one. Well, shoot. I think I'm here. I bet you it's around the back side there in the horse complex. Okay. Let's see if we can drive. Because I'm on this Blue Ridge Road here. So I'll bet you anything that is actually here. All right. Let's see. What do we got? We got about 10 minutes left in the show here, winding things down as we're making our way around the complex here. Yeah, I see that some of you ladies are saying that we're going to have a little bit of going to have a little cowgirl logic today, huh? Well, we'll definitely get our cowgirl logic tomorrow. You can make no mistake about that. The cowgirl logic will be coming at you courtesy of Miss Erin, and we look forward to having her on board with Making Eight. All right. I see a whole lot of vehicles and whatnot. I see an exposition center. Not seeing the horse complex, so we'll have to drive around here and see what we can come up with. Man, oh man. I'll tell you what. Looks like a great facility to put on a good bull ride, though. I can tell you that. I think I see a horse complex. Yeah, you know, and from what I understand, that this is not, this is a state fair warehouse, and yeah, I'm certain we're in the right spot. I just got to find out where the arena is for the bulls and the bull riding. We got to find out here. Let me drive around just a little bit. But yeah, this is a great place, a big facility down here. You guys are going to get to see it all live Friday and Saturday as we bring you the action. Let's see. This don't look like big enough to be a bull riding arena. Well, it shouldn't be the outdoor portion of it. Huh. All right, I'm confused. Well, you know what is going to happen is I'm just going to have to make some phone calls. But, hey, what do you know? We actually got a caller on the line. So let's see if we can't bring him on. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Making Eight Maniacs.
Well, hello, Miss Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing great. Thanks for jumping on board here with us today. What are you up to?
Oh, just getting ready to go to surgery tomorrow. I just want to say I think this thing with Erin is a great deal. I hate I'm going to miss it tomorrow. I'll have to go back to the archives and listen to it.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. You know, I think that this is real important for the fans to be able to reach out and meet one of the newest members of the, the PBR community. And I'm excited for it. I really am. I think this is great. I had an opportunity to sit down with her last night and talk a little bit. You talk about a great girl that's motivated, and she definitely has her heart in the right place, and that's to be able to bring you fans all the excitement of the PBR, you know?
Yeah.
And
I hate I'm going to not be in the chat room. I would love to chat with her a little bit. Watching her mess with Flint last night on Twitter was hilarious.
Yeah, I saw that. I was actually able to catch a little bit of that. But, I'll tell you what, you might just want to keep staying tuned to Making Eight because, we did make some talks about her calling in on a regular basis to check in with you, the fans, and let y'all know a little bit about what's going on out there on the road with the PBR.
Sounds excellent. And hats off to Crisco for pulling that off. That's great.
Yeah, she did a great job, and we just love you fans for being so dedicated, being as dedicated as you are. I just think it's fantastic, that you guys are that encouraged by what we're doing here for you, and you feel like we're doing enough that you want to get other people involved with it. So, shoot, it's just a great opportunity, and we're excited for it.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for your call.
Yep, tell everybody we said hello. Yep. And I'll be back online hopefully in a day or two.
All right. Good talking with you. Look forward to talking with you again.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. That was Miss Donna Davis, of course. And y'all know her real well, the Cajun girl. And we're gonna be back and forth here, y'all. I'm going to have to jump off here, I think, break down the show just a little bit early. We got to get out here and make some phone calls, get out here to this arena and get things working for you. for Friday's broadcast that we cannot. I'm telling you, it's just going to be so excited. So I see we will have some cowgirl logic coming at you tomorrow. I promise you. We'll get it all together, and then we'll get with Aaron, and we're going to have a great show. So you guys make sure to spread the word about it, that we're going to have Aaron joining us on the Lunch Hour Radio Show as we get a chance to sit down and talk with her for a little bit. It's going to be a bang-up time. So until tomorrow there, fans, y'all get a grip with Making Eight and Buckers Now.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this warmer shit still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night. For my boots, deliver and night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full up, I look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my first ever night. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double docking boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold on that bridge. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a night, for my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.